podcasting.
We're podcasting. Let me order my testosterone.
And I'm ordering pizza. So
there we go.
We're
dudes.
Okay. That was very
okay. There we go.
Stereotypical, and that's not true.
You know what? Some things are true.
I am ordering pizza for our kids.
Yeah, my daughter is here. Jen's son is here. Delilah has her performance tonight.
When is school going to be back in, for God's sakes?
In 4 weeks, okay. Which is a lifetime. And we leave on family vacation.
Tell them where you're going.
Oh, boy. We are very much doing budget travel.
Is there another kind, honestly?
Yes, there is. And we are at the low one. We are first going to a campsite. And you have to understand, the campsites in California, when they have their like open season to like rent the campsites, they go like that. Like California camping is like some of the best. So the fact that my husband found a campsite in a moment's notice tells me
he is capable.
No.
Oh.
It's going to be like on the side of the mountain.
Oh, no. Okay.
It is not going to be good.
It's not on a wait list.
No.
You're worried about the caliber of the campsite?
Camping.
Because, I mean,
that's an oxymoron.
Aren't they? Exactly. Aren't they all about a five?
Well, here's what Colin said. He goes, well, I found a campsite, you know, where we can tent camp, because we're not even glamping, y'all. We're tent camping.
Oh.
And my husband is a city boy. And like my kids are a little bit, they have not had to rough it as much as we did when I was a kid.
Please get bear spray.
Oh my God. You guys, we're in some campsite that I don't even think is like a campsite. I think it's a lot. And Colin goes, it's the last one. It's like for six tents. And so I have it in my head. We're going to be this one weird tent in the middle of like a field by ourselves, which I don't want, because if bear does come, I want someone to hear me scream.
Somebody who runs slower than you.
Yeah,
nearby.
I need exactly. Someone that I can outrun. I don't need to outrun the bear. I need to outrun you.
Hold on.
You
know? I don't want to camp in an open field. That's not beautiful. Like I
look,
want
I think
trees.
We're taking what we can get.
What like area?
It's Big
like,
Sur. It's going to be beautiful.
Gorgeous. Okay.
But I think we've got to drive to Big Sur. I don't think any of this is going well so far. Okay.
Can I offer some air mattresses?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have them? Really?
Yeah.
That's what I need.
Yeah.
I need four. Are yours queen?
Yeah.
I'll do two queens. I'm going to go get a single because I'm not laying on anything with those people because my kids don't stop moving all night. And then they're like, you're a light sleeper. I'm like, my husband moves like he's falling from a building.
Yeah.
And my kids are bigger now and they move all the time. I want my own single use air
okay,
mattress.
Well, what size tent did you get? Because
don't know.
Okay, you need
no
to
idea.
Know that because well, I don't got, know if you got, can get fit that many mattresses.
We've got two tents. If you don't remember how I registered for my wedding, it was tent camping equipment because I'm real classy.
Okay, so but
you bought me.
You
shit.
Want to get two king size beds into
we'll get whatever. Guys, we have one
eight
night.
By eight tent.
We have to make it through
that means
one night.
Colin Sweeney is going
to
be.
Too bad. Not my problem. We have to make it through one night, literally from 3 p.m. till the next morning. Then we're going to Carmel, where we did a show.
Gorgeous.
And I have Marriott points. So both nights, $50.
Nice.
We're camping and we're at the Marriott. So three nights of vacation. I'm not even at $200
and I
yet.
I want to say there's like a beautiful pier with
there
like
is.
A carnival
there
kind
is.
Of situation on it.
There
nice.
Is.
Okay.
Then we're going up to see family and they have a beautiful house. Jen knows it's my cousin Jeff. He is just a handsome man.
He is.
And
he is.
My cousin Michelle, who is literally all she wants to do is feed you and give you drinks. And
can
they
I
have
tell
this
you,
beautiful
I'm
house.
I'm much more attracted to Michelle than Jeff.
Fair.
I just get, we're the same.
I know you guys are the same. All she wants to do is just take care of whoever is visiting.
Drinks. By the pool. Yeah.
Like every bathroom in her place looks and smells beautiful. Has
love it.
Beautiful linens. I mean, my kids are going to ruin it, but it's going to be great.
She's going to love it.
She's going to love it.
Love having
because she's an empty
again.
Nester. So now they've got all this space and she like couldn't be more excited for us to come up there. Two of the nights we're staying in the luxury space and that's Kim. And then we're coming back down to LA and we're staying in Yosemite. And I left the Airbnb to my husband. And when I tell you, this looks like we're staying in someone's garage, I'm not kidding. Ooh. And again, I'm like, we just got to stay one night. And then we're coming back and memories will be made. I have zero expectations on this trip.
I will tell you, I trust your husband in a lot of areas. I really do. There is one specifically I do not trust him, and it is
hotels.
Prioritizing where to throw the cash. Because
are you talking about my husband?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Well, the Costa Rica thing, I messed up. Oh, God, I'll never live that one down in my brain.
What do you mean?
Oh,
you
God.
You weren't responsible for that terrible weather?
I was responsible for the hotel that we stayed in near the airport before we left.
No.
And I got it wrong. And I put us in the middle of not a nice neighborhood. And all I could think of was like, the McAdams are behind us. And it's like, it wasn't the people. It was really, really busy. And I was like, we don't know how to drive down here. We don't know where we are.
Well,
so we are going on this vacation. I'm actually really excited about it. So I'm going to try to pre-make food for the camping experience.
Yeah.
That's the night I'm most nervous
about.
I have
some suggestions. You can kind of make stuff, freeze it, stick it in the cooler, and then just heat it on the campfire.
And you know what you can do? I love camping. I don't know if they're going to bring down my flow. But I'm a weirdo, and I think I could live off the grid, especially with Josh Duhamel, who also likes to live off the grid.
Live anywhere with Josh
just
Duhamel?
Saying, that guy likes to, that guy talks about well water, and I'm like, tell me more.
You could put me on Mars.
Yeah, man. Because Jen has this, like, her fantasy is like a farmhouse in the far off distance, and there's a sweaty man who needs to be taken care of by a woman. Josh Duhamel.
Yeah.
I saw him on a flight and I was like, Jesus criminally, you're attractive.
Is he my hot flash? Because
he's pretty hot.
I like the other one that he looks like, which is the blonde guy, Christopher Pine.
Chris Pine.
I love
that. He's great too. They're both so different.
He looks a little cross-eyed. I think it's hot.
Yeah. Josh Duhamel is like, he's from like South Dakota, bro. Like North Dakota.
Sorry, Fergie. They divorced though, right?
Oh, yes. Okay. But he's like got a new baby. They literally do live like very like off the grid. They farm their land. I'm like this. Okay, fine. You got Josh Duhamel on a tractor with no shirt on. That's not roughing it. That's glamping. If
that's
you ask
honestly,
me.
No, I would
because I'm
going to
tell you
right
now, my husband's going to be huffing and puffing, pissed off. We're going to forget tent stakes. Something's going to go down. We're going to end up at a Holiday Inn.
Can I tell you what you don't want to forget? You might already know this. At California campsites, you need to bring your own grill cover. The metal round.
We have that little beauty. I got it for my wedding. We got that little travel.
I'm telling you, if you don't go spend $10 at REI and buy that fucking grill cover, Kristen, you're going to regret it, okay? Number one, you're going to get there and it's going to look like they cooked a dead body on it. It's going to be so gross and you're going to have a toothbrush to clean it with. Bring your own grate so that you at least food is easy. Make it easy for yourself. They're not expensive.
This isn't going to go well. I don't know. You know what my husband bought was the first thing he bought for this excursion, which he doesn't know how to camp at all.
What?
He bought a tackle box full of all the prep for s'mores.
Oh, okay. That's okay. I thought you were going to say fishing.
Come on, man.
You're going to starve to death. No, you need to.
Have you met my.
Freeze some steaks.
That's what I was going to say. I'm going to take steaks. I'm going to pre-make potatoes.
Yeah.
I know. Look, you can throw some dogs on a grill. I'm not worried about that. I'm going to have coals.
Yep.
But I'm mostly concerned about nighttime. And I don't enjoy rodents. I can deal with fucking snakes and bears as long as they just want your food. Don't be a moron. Put it in your cart, right? But. What are we doing anyway?
I don't know. It's
going
to be
one night, you guys.
Cold. It's going to be super cold at night. Yes, that's the surprising thing. When you camp in most places, it is going to be cold at night. Unless you're in Arizona. We're talking Grand Canyon camping.
That's actually not easy either.
It's probably
going
to be warm.
Shoot.
But it's probably up there. It's going to be cold.
Well,
you need to prepare for that.
I don't even know if we have sleeping bags, you guys. Like, do you remember that episode of Parks and Rec where they went camping for exactly one night? And the one guy brought like a generator so he could have his flat screen TV. I feel
hilarious.
Like that's going to be where my kid's head is going to be.
You don't want to sleep in the car.
And me and my daughter will. And those two men can sleep out in one of the tents.
I just have a feeling it's going to be you and the kids laying down in the car and Colin like freezing.
We'll go get a hotel. That's the camera. I'm like, who are we kidding? All right. We just blew our budget. Like, I hate that we're only doing it one night. I think it's so silly just to do one night because you don't even get the you set up your tent, you set up everything. It's so fun.
Dip your toe in there.
One night.
Yeah, I think that sounds good. I think that's about all my
family could handle. If this is the last time you see me, you'll know she went camping.
Listen, my family, there would be like fisticuffs breaking out over that charger in the car because they're like, we're going to rough it, but we're not going to rough it.
We're not going to. You mean there's no Wi-Fi? Is that what you mean? I'll just download something.
Yeah. I don't want to get outside of cell phone range, honestly.
Listen, I'm actually just taking this as a lily pad to getting to Carmel. Am I saying it wrong? Is it Carmel? Did we always say this wrong? No, Carmel is in Indiana.
Yeah. No, it's Carmel by the Sea.
Carmel by the Sea and then Monterey, which was beautiful.
We might do something later in the year, but we're definitely going to go back east and see family.
You guys also did Cabo, which was really fun.
It was really fun. Really good deal. Now I'm obsessed with these good deal vacations, though.
Let me know. Send them to me.
I want to do like three a year.
An all-inclusive, you think, this time?
I think I would have saved money to do all-inclusive because it's just the booze are so expensive, you know?
Yeah.
If you're getting like a couple mimosas in the morning, like
I think that's how you do the math because like the food, I don't know. There's something about like, it would be the booze for
me. I would have loved to be able to get just endless tacos. They were so good. Those Baja fish tacos there.
Well, how much truly are the best. That's what I'm saying. Like,
no, they're a lot. So you want to,
tacos should never cost a lot of money.
Exactly. Okay. Right. That's how they get you. So I am going to do all-inclusive next time. Just send me your all-inclusives that are good deals. Send them to Kristen and I, and we will
And if anybody has a cabin in the camp area of...
I have for so long wanted to go on a cruise because I've never done that before.
Oh, my God. Can we talk about it?
All right, you guys.
It's been a long time since I've watched a documentary that literally took me out of my workflow that I had to watch, and then I immediately texted Jen, and I was like, you have to watch the documentary about the poop cruise. Like, I know you're watching Dance.
You guys.
I know you're watching Dance Moms. You absolutely have to watch
Trainwreck,
the poop cruise.
And it's on Netflix.
I'm not going to get these details exactly right, but basically there is this cruise, as you can imagine. It's one of those. It's one of the big cruise lines.
It's a three-day cruise.
It's a three-day cruise. They're outside of Florida is where they're
from Mexico.
And Florida.
Yeah.
And in the middle, the cruise goes quote-unquote dark. They lose electricity.
Yeah, there's a fire on board.
I don't know if you guys have ever seen a cruise ship. I just saw my first one, like one of those big daddies when we were in Fort Lauderdale. I kept going, holy guys, holy. It looks, somebody described it on the documentary as a skyscraper on its side.
That same guy, he said a thing that I've never heard before. They're literally the largest man-made structure on
Earth.
That
makes perfect sense.
They're bigger than malls. They are cities.
Yes. And these women, the three women.
Oh, God,
so there's
the
these three women.
Party.
They're going to a bachelorette party. And there's nothing I love more than three women who are on a mission to get hammered as much as humanly possible. They've got their like peekaboo little jackets on and they're like, we just went to the bar and we were on doing shots. And
Just got there. We hadn't even gone to our room.
Gotten to our rooms yet. They were talking about like all the amenities. And then you realize the scope.
Yes.
Of these cruise ships that they have like 10 floors and a place with just, what do you call them? Water slides.
Oh,
and then
God,
there's people doing line dances. And then there's a bar and a bar and a bar and 25 different restaurants and a full theater. I saw one of those theaters and I was like, Jesus, that can sit like 4,000 people.
Oh my God.
It, huge, maybe not that many, but it's huge, huge spaces.
Yeah, it's a city.
And
it's bigger than the city that Kristen grew up in.
I don't think that's a bragging point,
that's
one floor.
Yeah.
Okay, that's Central City on a boat. All of these people that are getting interviewed, it's very interesting to me. I don't know if this is what you observed. So of course it's documentary style. They're telling this story about this cruise.
From all the different
perspectives. They've got a dad and a daughter.
Yeah.
They've got three women that are bachelorettes. They've got a dude who is going to marry.
Yeah, he's
engaged. And he doesn't know if the dad likes him very much.
Future wife's family.
Correct. There is the cruise director, who's amazing, British woman.
Oh, yeah, she's
who
great.
Who just has a heart of gold.
Level-headed.
The fucking Indian chef.
Holy. Oh, my God.
me laugh.
What about girlfriend who's like,
girlfriend, Russian? So like, we all hooked up together.
Just everybody has sex all the time. I didn't know that was part of this
job. She's like, I'm from Russia. This is nothing for me. And she's like, I just hook up all the time.
Because literally every part of the story she tells is like, so I hooked up with this
chef. Yeah, I was in his room.
With the navigator. That's all you do is you work and then you drink.
Pay for the cruise, you fool. Work on the cruise. You'll have more fun.
Holy smokes.
So, okay. So they've got all these characters that are telling this story. And so what happens is the boat is in the middle of the point where it's going to end. So it's like stuck right in the middle and it goes dark. It runs out of power.
It's just drifting, you guys.
Nobody's panicked.
I might be jumping the gun here, but let me tell you what is shocking. The power goes out on one of these cruise, huge ocean liners. Guess what is controlled by electricity? What sense does this make? The plumbing.
The plumbing. I know.
Why does that? How?
So,
why?
But that doesn't, even when they say, they say it just like that. They're like, here's what you don't know. On a cruise ship, plumbing is controlled by the electricity. And I'm like, what does that have to do with anything? Then I think, Kristen, just look at the fucking title of this documentary. And I'm like, the poop cruise? What? So then...
It still doesn't make sense, you guys, because you're like, well, there should be a tube that sends the poop somewhere.
But, okay, but let's now we're jumping the gun. Okay, so basically what happens is, for whatever reason, one of the engines starts on fire and like all of the engines burn, which is historically like it's never happened
like
before.
Like six backups and...
And they have no backups. Yeah. So now the boat is literally floating. They're out there for like total like 8 days. Like it's like no joke. What is so fascinating to me...
than they had planned on.
Is this happens, they're trying to keep everybody calm. Because as you can imagine, when that boat goes out of electricity and it is dark...
Yeah.
It, no joke, no pun intended, shit hits the fan. Like,
it's dark.
You very quickly see how people start to operate when there is a fear of you're going to start losing resources.
So to slow it down a little bit, though, they think, they keep telling you,
it's fine.
We're going to have it up in a couple hours.
Yeah.
So the most shocking part of it, not the most shocking part, but I was like, why the fuck would you do that? Is them shutting down the bar right away.
I agree with that.
I feel
keep
like
those motherfuckers lubed.
Keep them happy for a while.
Keep them happy. They
as
shut down the bar. They shut down the food. People start getting restless. But then, you know, immediately Jen and the whole staff, they start thinking like strategically as they should. They're like, we're going to have an issue with plumbing. So they go, we need everybody to pee in their shower.
Because that'll drain down.
That'll drain down. And then if you have to go poop, you have to poop in a red biohazard bag. Here's what happens in my head. I go, yeah, that makes perfect sense. Everybody's shit in a bag.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense to me.
I'm right there with you. I'm like, oh, I can do that.
You know why? Because you know who they didn't interview? They didn't interview a mom. I was like, a mom would have been like, yeah, you shit in the bag. It's an easy fix.
Yeah.
Pee in the shower, shit in the bag. Shit doesn't scare me. That dude, those women were like, I started taking Imodium right away so I wouldn't poop. I was like, girl, you have clearly not had toddlers or crapped on the go or been in a Target when you're like running and hoping that you don't have to use a dog bag on yourself. Like the fact that people were so disgusted at having to crap somewhere. I was like, just crap in the bag. Who cares?
I
but that's
did not
what caused
that.
So much pandemonium.
But nobody wanted to do it.
Nobody wanted to do it.
Felt like they could crap in a bag.
I feel like had they cut to you and me, we'd have been like,
let me show you.
Yeah, I crapped in the bag before they said that we had to crap in a bag. I just wanted to see if I had that kind of control.
I know. It doesn't
to go days without pooping just so that you don't have to crap in a bag.
Are you kidding me?
You have not gone through childbirth. The thing that I found compelling is, yes, of course, the funny part is these people have to crap in a bag and how disgusted they are by it. And the three women are like, I'm not doing that. This is disgusting. But then when the cruise ship starts to fill up with... stuff that made me want to gag. What freaked me out the most is how fast people got out of their cabins and took their mattresses and their sheets and went out onto the deck and like set up camp.
Cause it was hot. Yeah.
But they got in those food lines cause the chef was like, I got to make food that's non-perishable for these people. And people were ordering more than they needed.
I think that is disgusting.
It is disgusting. They were like, I need 16 burgers.
I don't know if they did not interview moms, because I guarantee you, anytime I go on vacation, we have like half a suitcase that has
granola
noodles,
bars.
Yeah, quick microwave noodles. Like,
yep,
there's
ramen.
Oh my God, fruit snacks.
I know. The documentary wouldn't have been as compelling as if they would have interviewed us.
I would have, like, my kids could have probably eaten for days and days.
I'm saying. But the fact that they, like, these people were in line and they were like over ordering, not thinking about the people at the end of that line. And also just the, like, everybody was becoming like a hoarder and they were sleeping and it was miserable. There is a sense.
I'm not shocked by that, that people who are trying to get the best deal for themselves on a cruise liner are going to get all the food that they can get too.
It's buffets. It's like all inclusive. You get to drink. You don't have to drive. You get to party.
Sounds
and the
lovely.
Fact that now there's like this rationing and
it's the then opposite.
Then they put the bar back on. It literally lifted everybody's spirits. Yep. I'm like, I would have just been like, bear, 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 bear.
And
booze,
there,
booze, booze,
there was
booze.
Newlywed people having sex on the
Is that true?
Yes.
I didn't see that part.
This woman said right next to me, there was this newlywed couple.
They're like, we're not wasting this $4,000.
They had had a lot to drink. And there was fights. Then they had to reshut down.
Yeah, because they were like, you guys are assholes.
Yeah, because it just became Lord of the Flies.
It really does. It becomes so dystopian so fast. And it makes me think, like, who would I be in that case? Like, are you only thinking about yourself? I mean, people were fighting for lawn chairs.
Oh, by the way, no cell phone signal.
No cell phone signal. How crazy was that when another boat went by and they were like, like, no, 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 no.
And so they could get the cell phone signal from that. But here's the thing. This is the only thing that I thought was really shady was when you sign up for a cruise, you are not guaranteed safety. You are not guaranteed any of the stuff that they say you're going to get. Like, they don't even say you're going to get to the destination. You're basically waiving everything. So that's why there were no lawsuits about it. But that...
Well, that one lawyer that
he
from
was
Texas...
He was salivating, but he couldn't bring a suit.
Really?
Because of that thing that they all signed. But the thing that is shitty about it is they didn't let people know what was going on. So people were supposed to be to port 4 days ago. They were supposed to be back home 4 days ago.
Well, the news wasn't covering it except for CNN.
Yeah. Somebody finally got the message to CNN and they were like, no, this is a story.
Yeah.
Which was good because families were worried, where's this person I was supposed to pick up at the airport? They're not back.
I think so when they had that blast, when they had that Wi-Fi blast, I think people like took to Twitter.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden everyone was like, what is this? It took that for them to come out. I would have felt
scared.
They
made no announcement.
I know.
I'm sure you fill out, here's my emergency contact.
Yeah.
They should have let those people know.
I know. And then finally, it was that news correspondent who's so beautiful. And she's also so skeezed out. I just find it hilarious that like everybody was so like skeezed out about the subject matter. And I'm like, it's just a red bag. It's just like not that big of a... But when you see the chef kills me.
He fucking kills me.
Oh my
God, he's so... You guys, you got it. It's entertaining top to bottom. The spoiler is... They finally get these tows. They get tugboats that attach to the side of the cruise ship, which shifts the center of the ship.
Yes,
and
yes.
And it dumps all the toilets. So that's where it becomes the poop cruise, and people are standing in like 6 inches
of shit.
Of sewage.
I mean, but you're not dead. Like... Do you know what I mean? Like,
it is hot,
disgusting.
Kristen.
It's disgusting.
I mean, I would lose my mind because I'm the kind of person who'd be like, this isn't going to be that long. They're going to fix it. We're going to figure it out. It's 2023.
Well,
whatever.
I'm not standing
like,
down. I'm going up top. Okay.
100%.
I'm going up top. I don't know. Like the guy that went downstairs because he needed to go poop and he had to find a cabin.
Listen,
that
princess,
had a I'm
no.
like, yeah, shit in the bag.
Just shit in the bag.
We'll put up a sheet. Shit in the bag. Be done with it.
We're all
like,
human
you don't need
beings.
To go down there into the stuff that's unhealthy and unwell and like, just go shit in the bag.
You guys, you got to watch this documentary. It's insane. It is really enjoyable.
The one I felt the most sympathy for is the dad and the daughter because they were divorced and like
he was so sweet.
He was so worried about her. Yeah. He was like, I'm supposed to protect her and I couldn't on this. And there is a real threat of like, what the fuck is going to happen to these people? My thought was rations.
Yeah, could have been Mutiny on the Bounty. Like, I mean,
well, I saw some of those people and I'm like, yeah, you need to calm down, sir. Your blood pressure is through the roof at this
absolutely.
Point.
Absolutely.
You don't need to go swinging fists at anybody.
Okay, I have a hot flash.
Okay.
tell me that you've seen this video, Kristen, and it is very apropos of what we're talking about. The video is called Tyler Sings on a Carnival Cruise Ship.
Oh my God. Oh my God. It's, oh, those comments. Oh, please describe it.
Okay.
It's so, did you see the one with all the rolling comments?
I didn't see the comments.
It's kind of hard to find it. It's so.
I've tried to find the original because there's so many updates to this.
Oh, okay. It's so good.
So there's this, he's like 20, right?
I'd say he's like probably like 21, 22.
Yeah,
he looks like
he's in a bar.
And it's on a cruise ship. It's karaoke night. And as he gets up there, you can see a little bit of like.
Oh, what dumb songs he going to sing.
Great Tyler's coming up
well,
to sing.
Well, guess what? Tyler gets up and sings Keith Sweat, baby.
I want to know you.
And there's a woman in a blue dress and she just gets up and shakes her head like, I'm not sitting through this. But then she sticks around.
I actually think she's getting up being like, I just got my ass handed to me.
Yep.
This fucking kid is so good.
He was so good.
The comments are so fucking funny.
Number one, he is way too young to know that song.
Totally. And he's looking at someone singing and it is that. It's directional. And like the women are like, oh.
He knows all the nuances of this song. I would imagine he was conceived to this song when it was old already.
100%.
It was like.
There was one comment that was like, sorry about your pelvis, Tyler. I'm just saying, protect yourself, Tyler. Those women were ready.
They were down to pound. That song gets you going and he did it right too.
And these women are, they're like, you can see their shoulders start moving.
Yep.
It's fantastic.
And the guy who's the karaoke DJ is this older black guy. He's just shaking his head.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit of like.
Buddy.
I did not expect this.
Nobody expected it from Tyler.
Yeah. And where were Tyler's parents? I don't know. But he did, like, so he's famous now. This week he's met Keith Sweat.
Stop.
Somebody set them up. They met each other, like do a little duet.
Tyler's having a minute.
He's having a minute. So you got to watch the videos. We can post
the comments
on the podcast.
Are so like something about like,
and he's cute.
Burning up all the aunties. Like,
dang it. Tyler's
cute. He's wearing a cute little khaki hat.
Yep.
And he's got that
little blonde
swagger. I know. I don't think we can talk about cruises without talking about, I don't know if you saw this. On a Disney cruise, a little girl fell over from the fourth floor, and usually that is, it's over with, right? Because again, these are buildings that are floating, which in my head, I'm kind of like, are we playing against God? But she fell off the railing.
Yeah.
And it was almost as if she jumped, he jumped that fast.
Yes.
And he.
But also as a mom, I'd be like.
I don't know what you're waiting for.
Yeah.
But he didn't. He didn't hesitate.
Yeah.
And he jumped in and was able to stay with her and treaded water with her for 20 minutes. And when you see that water, it's not like a little bit of current. Also, you're swimming next to a fucking skyscraper.
Yeah.
So there is current like you've never. And so he treaded.
God
and to the
him.
Disney Cruise's credit, they're. Rescue team was so on it. They were at those two people within minutes. Like they said, literally the whole thing took 20 minutes. And
amazing.
When they came back on, the whole boat was like clapping.
God bless,
and I mean, everybody's okay.
God bless that.
I mean, it's extraordinary that they
She's
made
okay.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was rumor that the little girl got on a railing to like take a picture. And the dad was like, that is not what happened.
Nobody's
so,
doing that.
Listen,
man.
Those gusts of wind and your little baby 8-year-old, you don't know. And that doesn't even matter. The fact that they came back safe is.
Well, you know what? There's a certain amount of danger involved with having one of the, you spring for the extra, the balcony on the boat. But if I've learned anything from Poop Cruise, if you go on a cruise, you get that balcony, man, because you sleep out there.
You're kind of okay.
Yeah.
And you could throw the red bag. I mean.
It's just overboard. Yeah.
Listen, I'm just saying. If you've ever potty trained someone, you've got a lining. Normally, you don't even have a bag.
Yeah.
You've got a potty squatty, which I've used several times.
Yeah.
So you...
That's what
I don't think that's a big deal.
It wasn't like an ice bucket everybody could have used and then thrown it over.
Well, I think they were worried about splatter. Gross. I'm sorry. That's disgusting. But they were. That's why Jen and the team came up with the red bags. But I would just like to say, I need to see a second documentary where the whole... All the people being interviewed are moms. And they were like, we were perfectly fine in the East Wing.
Yeah.
Like, it was gross below.
We got an extra 4 days. Hey.
Oh, I think the pizza
is here.
Did we just podcast?
We podcasted.
Pioneer.